To prevent the spread of COVID-19, people have, of course, been advised to keep their distance from one another and not to overcrowd parks and beaches. But with warm weather approaching, enforcing those health recommendations will be difficult. Sabrina Garone reports.
State parks in Connecticut are open for solitary outdoor enjoyment during the coronavirus pandemic. Tom Tyler is director of state parks and says solitary is the operative word.
Coming out to a state park is not an opportunity to take a break from social distancing. That's really when you have to up your social distancing game.
A few state parks have had to shut down to encourage social distancing, and many of these places are really big. So Tyler says it shouldn't be hard to find room to spread out.
We're looking at things like limiting use of pavilions and picnic tables, and we're also looking to adjust some of our parking capacities at our larger shoreline parks to make sure that we're not allowing so many people in that will make it impossible for people to adequately social distance.
Parking, that's proving to be the biggest issue. When lots got full, visitors parked outside entrances and just walked in. Violators are supposed to be fined, and state police could even arrest offenders for entering parks that have reached capacity. Enforcing that is difficult. Susie Goldhirsch is the president of the Fire Island Association on Long Island. She says park police are limited in the amount of social distancing enforcement they can do.
If hordes of people are coming into Robert Moses State Park in cars, they'll divert the cars into other parking lots, and try to keep people moving along. There's not much that they can do in terms of tighter enforcement than that, if you think about it.
Some beach communities have tried their best to limit visitors. Last weekend, East Hampton Town Police issued over 170 tickets in Montauk for parking violations after a wave of seasonal homeowners and tourists went to the beach. Goldhirsch says social distancing at parks and beaches comes down to personal responsibility. And Goldhirsch says Fire Island residents, like many beach communities, want to know what's going to happen this summer.
What is social distancing in the summer, in public, in recreational areas going to look like? And it's not going to be very enforceable.
Suffolk County wants to have that figured out long before Memorial Day, when tourism is at its peak. County Executive Steve Ballone says Long Islanders are not out of the woods just yet.
It's going to be a different kind of summer. It's not going to be the same kind of summer we're accustomed to, what we've experienced in the past, because we have to have these measures in place to protect public health and prevent us from going into a more restrictive economy again.
Another factor is how long face masks will be required in public. That could make for some strange beach tan lines. Sabrina Garone, WSHU News.